you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20.
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go ahead and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
That was Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, shared from Bill. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, September 5th, 2025. Listening friend, do you feel prayed for? Do you feel encouraged? Well, we've prayed for you, a number of us, before this program, and we desire that God will encourage you on your high calling. This is a calling for all of us to go into all of our worlds as we go, wherever we go, and share the good news message of Jesus. So welcome to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Today we're diving into the Great Commission, those powerful words of Jesus in Matthew 28, when he told his disciples, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Joining us today is Pastor Mark Johnson and me, yours truly, Mark Burns, along with Pastor Brian Lopez, who serves as the national youth leader in the Philippines and Southeast Asia. So he's here locally for a little while, but it's great to have him join us in the studio. And together with studio friends, anyone outside of the Springfield, Chatham area?
Beardstown,
anyone else? All Springfield, and then me representing the greater Champaign-Urbana area, but we have a studio filled with many wearing Mark and Friends t-shirts or polos, so we have those available for $20, so it's fun to see friends dressed up in our vivid blue shirts. And today we're going to talk about our role, your role in fulfilling the Great Commission, because missions isn't just for some Christians, it's a calling for us all. So stick with us as this is going to be an encouraging and challenging message as we all walk together with Jesus.
Mark, this is a wonderful passage for us to look at. We love to call Jesus our Savior, but we also call him our Lord. Now, if he's our Lord, if he's our King, that means he can give us orders. He can tell us what to do. So let's think about this passage that we just read, where Jesus says all authority has been given to him, and then he says, "Go, therefore." Because authority has been given to me, I'm telling my followers to go into the world. Now, he's not just telling us to go and do good works. Good works are great. But he's telling us that even in our good works, they must be aimed at a purpose. And the purpose of our good works is to teach people about Jesus, to make disciples, to teach them to observe everything he's commanded, and to bring that life of Christ to people in the world. And so we all need to kind of analyze ourselves. So I would just encourage everybody listening today to give some thought as to what this Great Commission means to you, how you are fulfilling it, how is your church that you're a part of working to fulfill it, what are you doing to obey this passage of Scripture. So, several people in this room have been on missions trips. We're just going to bounce around the room real quick and just tell us where you went on a missions trip. Bill, start with you. Where did you go on a missions trip?
I went to Tonga on my way home from Africa, where I had been a Peace Corps director. I met missionaries from Texas, and they invited me along on a mission trip to one of the remote islands where there was no car, no motorcycle. You had to ride a horse. The funny thing was the Texas fella fell off his horse.
Yeah, there you go.
But that night he preached. And even though I was the grandson of a pastor and been to church all my life, I went forward, and the people of Tonga thought, "What's he doing going forward? We thought he was a missionary."
Wow.
That night, I was born again, and they took me to the Pacific Ocean and baptized me at midnight.
Hmm.
And I'll never forget the day, March the 6th, 1976.
Bill, that's a wonderful story. That's a wonderful story. Liz, what about you? Where did you go?
I have been to Haiti, two different mission trips, as a matter of fact. The first one was a two-week mission, and it was quite an eye-opening experience to this legalistically raised child, young 20s, to realize how fortunate we are in North America, how blessed we are, how materialistic we are, how dissatisfied with our everyday lives, it seemed. These people, as we gathered around the fire gathering at night, of the sheer joy that was expressed through their faces. These people literally have nothing, but they're at peace. That struck me of why didn't I have that peace? The scripture talks of peace that passes understanding. I had no idea what that meant, but I saw it portrayed in these people.
Yeah, great. Bernie, you talked to us about once, what you said, where you went and what you did.
When I was way younger, I'm almost 70. Yeah, we did a lot of mission trips out in the hinterlands of Trinidad. Evangelism, preaching the gospel tracks. And you remember the Jesus movie?
Yes.
Yeah, shown on a sheet against the wall. But you've been to Vietnam, so you know how it goes like that. The Jesus movie's got some great testimonies. It has stirred in my entire life the need for evangelism. I feel called in this area to do a lot of evangelism and outreach to folks. And you know, I've been involved in a lot of stuff around town and around this county and Decatur and so on. But I think one of these days I would like to do a mission trip to Cuba. And it's kind of dangerous to get in there. Maybe it might happen one of these days. You never know.
There are great things happening in Cuba right now. It's really amazing. Good spiritual movements happening there right now.
Mark, I also want to mention to everyone that's tuned in that oftentimes we think of missions as overseas and outside of our country. But going to all nations could also include backyard Bible study for the youth in the community or inner city missions or working with your co-workers. I think God calls us to go into all the world and proclaim his good news message. So there's some of you today that maybe because of resources you're limited where you can't go, but you can be that missionary in your house. You can be that missionary in your neighborhood or in the city or at work. Because you are called to proclaim that good news message of Jesus as you go wherever you go. So we are all called to be missionaries in different ways.
Mark, I think that the view of this has to be 2020. I think there are people who maybe send missionaries or do things, and they think that's all I've got to do, and they never witness at home. And then there's other people who have a tendency to only be a witness at home and never think about the world. When we look at this scripture, the scripture tells us to go to all nations. What is my role in that? So let me tell you a quick. My father was he traveled for a number of years as a missionary evangelist when I was in first and second grade. He'd be gone for months at a time. When he started the church here in Springfield, we supported a couple of missionaries, not a lot. First 5 or 10 years, we had a couple that we supported. The church was getting started. They were supporting a few. I had come home. I was now the youth pastor. And my mom decided to start a mission celebration, a missions convention, they called it back in the day. Well, we'd had one, and then we had another one coming. And I'll be honest, I wasn't real excited about it. I wasn't passionate about it at all. It was something my mom was doing, but she thought it was really important. So she had all of us, about 6 or 7 of us staff members, in a meeting one day talking about what was going to happen at the mission celebration. And she's telling us what our jobs were. You pick this person up. You take this person to lunch. Just the menial jobs of the convention that have to happen. You make sure this is going on. I'm sitting in that meeting, not very excited about being in it. I was a youth pastor. I had to win the city of Springfield, the youth of the city of Springfield to Christ. Why am I sitting in this meeting for? What's the deal? And I'm sitting there, and I'm being cooperative, but I'm not excited. Mark, in the middle of that meeting, while everybody was talking about the structure and the responsibilities, the Spirit of God suddenly fell on me. I tell people it's like you get jumped by the Holy Spirit sometimes. And I'm sitting there, and the spirit, the presence was so heavy, I just found myself with tears running down my face, overwhelmed by the Spirit of God. And what the Lord said to me in that moment is, you need to listen. This is important. You need to get on board with this. This is important. And he transformed my view of how I was going to see the world from that day to this, and how we were going to reach out to missionaries. Today, our church supports 70 different missionaries, boots-on-the-ground missionaries all around the world. We support a couple of very big projects. We do the good works things, but they're all aimed at bringing the gospel to people. So we support a feeding program, Convoy of Hope's feeding program. They feed hundreds of thousands of children all around the world that wouldn't get food any other way. And we support that, and we give money to that, but we do it with them because they also bring the gospel to them. The gospel's attached to it. So I would challenge everybody listening, every pastor listening, what is your church doing to fulfill this scripture? Go into all the world. We can go, we can send, and we can pray. We can, all of us can do it. It may not be as much money as another church can give or another person can give. I've been in meetings with people who give more than our whole church gives. That God's blessed them with great wealth, and they give more than our whole church can give. But we're giving what we can. We're doing what we can to reach out to the world. And I believe when you do that, it brings life into your church and life into your spirit.
Pastor Mark, this is probably a good place to introduce your special guest that's serving overseas in the Philippines and Southeast Asia, Pastor Brian Lopez. What do you want to say about him?
Brian is a great friend of ours. He's a pastor in the Philippines. He's been a leader in Southeast Asia, doing work around the world there. And I just found it fortuitous today for him to be here in Springfield and wanted to ask if we could talk about this. Brian, I'd just love for you to share how Protestant missionaries have made a difference in the Philippines, what they mean to you.
Well, I'm a product of missions. Our church was established because of missionaries, too. It was set up, it was built, it was run by missionaries at the beginning, maybe first 5 years of our church being established in our city. And so many of the work that we do now basically it stems from the work that they did. My dad, who was my senior pastor, was saved because there was a missionary that came from the United States and came over to our city, preached the gospel at a park in our city, and he gave his life to the Lord. And after that, he came to church, and the missionary there, who was from Japan, he came and he discipled my dad, and he basically became a pastor. My dad became a pastor. And I became a pastor, and now our church has planted over 21 churches in Cambodia. We have missionaries in different parts of the world, in Japan, in Dubai, in Saudi, in, was I supposed to say that? And some some places we're not supposed to say. And we have young people that we're raising up right now to go also. So we do local missions, we do international missions. And so far, the church has planted over 40 churches in the Philippines, and there's over 21 in Cambodia, and about 15, I want to say, all around the world. So from one person being saved through the preaching of the gospel of a missionary has now planted so many churches and have reached so many people in different parts of the world. Missions works, and missions produce fruit, and we are the fruit of the missions work that have come to the Philippines. So thank you for that.
And what would you say are some of the unique challenges that not only do you face, but do many missionaries face?
Well, from a local church perspective, I think a local church, for it to become mature, it has to come to the point where it has to be the one that sends people out. You know, we can't just keep receiving and not do anything. You know, you have to grow mature as a church. And our goal as a church is probably as everyone else's church's goal is to preach the gospel, to go into the world and preach the good news. And we're doing that best we can. And we're choosing places where there's not a lot of people that have come to hear the word yet. In the Philippines, praise the Lord, we now only have about 29 tribes that have not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is a big deal because I think a few years ago, we were up about 229. And now we're only about 29 left. and the Philippines would have been saturated in that we are now getting the gospel to hard-to-reach places. Like, I sent a team about a year ago. They get into an island, and they share the gospel there. They talk about COVID, and said, hey, did you guys get COVID? And it was like, what is COVID? You know, they didn't even know what COVID was. Is anyone sick here? Is there anything we could do to help people out? And they said, no one's sick here. And then they introduced candy, and it was their first time to eat candy. And I asked them about Jesus. I said, hey, do you know about Jesus? Nobody knew about Jesus. Yeah. And so that day, with basically young people who went with the military, they shared the gospel with the island. All the island believed and accepted the Lord. So there are still places that have not heard about Jesus. And I think we need to do more work.
So think about this, Brian. Yeah. You know, one missionary from the United States and another missionary come to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Now, all this is happening because they came and preached the gospel. Mm-hmm. And the fruit of the gospel changed your family's life, changed the trajectory of your family, changing your community, being used around the world now. Now, let me tell you something, folks. The airlines do not give free tickets to missionaries.
No, they don't.
The hotels do not give free room and board to missionaries. They've got to have money to go. And in a lot of these places that missionaries go, the people there don't have any money to give them to even support them. They've got to have support from us. We're blessed. We can support them. And if everybody does their part, we can send many, many missionaries around the world. Yes. And the story of the Lopez family can be repeated over and over again.
Amen.
And the fruit of that is good fruit. It's a wonderful thing. So we can go on a missions trip. We can send missionaries who go there to do a work and stay there for years. And we can pray for the world and ask God to touch the world and see churches raised up that begin to touch the world as well.
Yep.
That's an exciting, exciting thing, Mark.
I was writing it down really quick. So we can go, we can send others, we can equip them and finance it, and we can pray. So those would be take-homes for all of us today as we ask the Lord to order our steps, to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us into those divine appointments. And I have a couple supporting scriptures for those of you that love God's Word. In fact, next week we're going to talk about the importance of reading the Bible, studying the Bible, memorizing verses, but three supporting scriptures. Acts 1:8, you will be my witnesses. So that's a calling to all of us that follow Jesus. We are his ambassadors. We are the witnesses to go into all of our world. Romans 10:14-15, how can they hear without somebody preaching to them? So those are the people that we're equipping or sending, or maybe that's you that's going to go and preach that good news message. And then Psalm 96:3, declare his glory among the nations. And some of you can do that because of maybe you're near a university or a campus where there's international students from all over the world, and God has brought them to the United States so that you can have them into your home. I think statistics have shown that like 4-year international students at a university, only about 5-7% are ever invited into an American's home. So God has brought people from all over the world right into our own backyard if you live near a university. And so show some hospitality. That's usually a way to begin loving on them, encouraging them, and blessing them. And then say our practice is we pray before a meal, and that might stir up some conversation of, well, who do you pray to, or why do you pray? And in a very non-threatening way, be able to just share your faith journey and your life and just love on them. That's one of the greatest things that you can do.
Mark, this is one of the reasons why I like being involved with Great News Radio. I believe Great News Radio, I believe your heart is to fulfill the Great Commission, to help people be encouraged in their faith and help people who are far from faith to come to Christ. And I know you reach into places a lot of times people can't go. You mentioned to us about reaching into prisons. Can you tell the folks about how that happens?
Yeah, we get a lot of mail, and we appreciate all the mail, and many times people send prayer requests and such, but whenever we get something from maybe where somebody's incarcerated, especially it says this comes from a felon or this comes from somebody that's in prison. So you always know right away because of the envelope, but they'll say, this has been my lifeline while I've been incarcerated. It's my way of connecting with God. It's my way of having good biblical teaching taught to me, or ways that I can worship through the music. So we love when we receive that kind of mail. And that's one of the things, because people are shut in or can't get to church. We always think God's bride is the church. That's where he wants you to be grown and mature and fellowship with others. But for those of you that can't get out and can't get to a church, we love that we provide these broadcasts that people can listen to even in the middle of the night. Because, Mark, you know what it's like to be called out at all hours. But for some of you, you don't maybe have accessibility to your pastor all the time. So that's where we want to supplement it with great Bible teaching and music.
Mark, I'll wrap this up by just saying this. I don't get paid by Great News Radio. I'm here as a volunteer to hang out with you and to talk. But this takes money to run to. And if you're out there and you're listening and you're being blessed by these programs, let God move on your heart to help them. Let's spread this word, and let's continue to build this word that goes out to places where maybe we can't go, but the airwaves can go. And God can draw people's attention to it.
Amen. Well, what a blessing to reflect on the Great Commission and hear how God is moving in places like the Philippines, Southeast Asia, and other parts of the world from some of our friends here that are in the studio that have followed up on the calling that God put on their hearts to go to different places. And remember, Jesus didn't say this was optional. He said, go, kind of commands us all to go and move forward sharing his good news message. Each of us has a part to play, whether it's across the street or across the globe. You've been listening to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm Mark Burns, along with Pastor Mark Johnson and Pastor Brian Lopez. Thank you for the work that you're doing around the nations. Tune in again next week, because we're going to talk about encouraging you to read the Bible. It's God's Word. It's His love letter. It's the instruction manual. It's the way He speaks to us as we listen and read His Word. And it gets divided this Sunday. Get in church, everyone. Pastors are working hard to present a message that will bring healthy conviction and insight and help you grow and be more like Jesus. So get in church. Get to sleep on Saturday night so you're rested for Sunday and you can be attentive to the message. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to listen to it again or send it on to a friend, stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org and listen anytime under the Mark and Friends tab. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Mark Johnson with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day, night, and weekend.
Yay. Bill, I love that story.